Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
About to be a great night.
Really good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Let's not waste any time. Let's get straight to it.
Well, now, hold on. Let's not get straight to it.
Okay.
People have to be ready.
We can waste time if you
poor
want.
Poor Sean
to.
Just got in here. He got to get his headphones on. We take this time every Monday night that we get to spend with all of you to spend some time with Sean Michael Lyle from the newsroom. Now, here's a man that went to broadcast school in Hollywood, California, worked there. He's a man of the entertainment industry. He knows it well. He's enjoyed time with the likes of Arnold Schwarzenegger, Yakov Smirnoff, as we've learned. So many people. Was it Tina Louise? Who was it?
No,
it wasn't Tina Louise. There was somebody.
No, I only worked. I was only around people who had jobs.
One of the carpenters.
Huh? No.
No, it wasn't music. Last week, you told us a story about somebody you met looking into a store.
Oh, that was the daughter of one of the Mamas and the Papas. It was Mackenzie Phillips.
Well, that's
on One
Mackenzie
Day at a Time.
Phillips. Yeah. That's exactly who it was.
We had a hamburger together.
So, Michael, I brought up the name. We were filled in for the DGS last week. I brought up the name of Jack LaLanne.
Mm-hmm.
Michael had no idea who Jack
had.
PJ over here, who's, 15 years old? He didn't know who Jack LaLanne. I walked out of the studio. Sean Michael Lyle.
Yeah, I didn't know that he was a national figure because he was from the Bay Area, and he was a local guy.
Just another guy.
Yeah, he was on the local TV station, him and his wife and his dog.
He was nationwide, big boy.
Yeah, well, at that time, I didn't know that. Uh-huh. And he used to swim across the San Francisco Bay into his 80s.
His 80s?
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, he was incredible.
That's dangerous as heck.
No, not for him.
My father-in-law reminds me of Jack LaLanne.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, he was just healthy and fit, and
Yeah, and they had this organist, and it was really cheesy because he did an exercise show for housewives.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what it was all about. It was during the daytime, and he would always, he ended with a song to about Good Night Ladies to the tune of Good Night Ladies, yeah. And then he would sing as he's doing Jumping Jack.
Yeah, wow. I mean, incredible, Jack. Yeah. So I thought that's what we talk about, but no.
No, there was something in the news that an encounter I had. So when I was going to broadcasting school, actually.
In Hollywood.
I went down to the beach to Malibu.
Yeah.
And I was walking on the beach with Malibu, and it was the late afternoon. I think it was late afternoon.
Sun was setting.
No, it wasn't. It was kind of cloudy, as I recall.
Cloudy day.
So I was standing there, and there are houses that are on the beach, behind the beach.
Right.
All the beaches in California are open. You're not allowed. None of them are private. There's no such thing. So anyway, I was looking, and there was this lady there, and I was noticing it was a beautiful day, I think, and she was noticing, and then we just started chatting a little bit, and then I.
Chatting with a lady.
And I started walking closer to this patio, this, you know, a patio in front of the house.
On the patio.
Yeah.
On a beautiful day in Southern California.
She was having iced tea.
Having iced tea on the patio.
Yes. And so we went up there, I went up there, I should say, and chatted with her a little bit.
Having a conversation with the lady on the patio.
She offered me some iced tea.
She offered him some iced tea.
And I had some iced tea.
With the lady on the patio.
And we never even bothered to introduce each other.
You didn't say, I'm Shawn Michael Lyle.
And she did not say, I'm Olivia Newton-John.
Wow. Hello.
Olivia Newton-John. She was the sweetest, nicest lady, and just so casual.
Yeah.
As I remembered after the encounter, that I thought, you know, that probably wasn't her house, because I thought she had a horse ranch up the Malibu Canyon.
Of course she did.
I know that she owned several houses in Malibu.
So that may have been one of her places.
It may have been. I don't know.
Or she was just visiting, drinking somebody's tea.
Or maybe she was just barring their patio.
Do you remember the conversation? Well, what year would this have been?
In 79, probably.
79. So she's at the height of Olivia Newton-Johnness at that point.
Well, this, I think, was, just before Physical came out, I think. Yeah,
yeah.
She was at the height of it. But she was very, because I remember she was wearing white linen type pants that were very loose, and kind of a pastel blousey top that was loose, and it was just kind of beach, and sandals, I think. It was very beach kind of stuff. She was absolutely beautiful, lovely lady, but what struck me, though, was that she was so gentle and friendly.
She offered you tea.
Yeah, we had.
Was it sweet tea or unsweet?
Yes, it was sweet.
It was sweet tea.
Yeah.
And so, do you recall the contents of the conversation in 1979?
Not really. Hmm. No, because we were. I do know that I told her that I was going to broadcasting school.
Oh,
I remember that. Yeah. But as far as
she didn't give you any pointers.
Well, it was radio. I told her it was radio, and she hadn't really done much radio.
Right.
And, you know, she was a very soft-spoken, very gentle person. I had actually seen her before that because I was at the, just standing across the street. I was on my way to broadcast.
She would have been 30 years old in 1979.
Yes, she didn't look it. But I had some time before that had been to when they had the world premiere, I guess it was the world premiere of Grease at the Chinese Theater.
Uh-huh.
And she was there.
This was your second encounter.
I couldn't call the first an encounter because
she was just there.
I was not even on the same side of the street. I was watching from across.
Gotcha.
But I did remember how gentle she spoke then. She didn't speak up very much. I mean, her voice was very hard to understand, especially with the ocean.
She spoke in almost a whisper, I think.
Yeah,
it was a
very light voice.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's incredible.
But I also remember, too, because I know that we've heard in some of the reports that she was Australian, and I remember at that time thinking that her accent was British.
Yeah.
And I think I did ask her about that, and she said that she was from Cambridge, England.
Ah.
And that she lived in Australia.
Right, right.
But she was actually originally
from
England.
And her people were from Cambridge, so she would have spoken like her parents.
Yeah, And I think that she was like a teenager when she went to Australia. I don't know. I don't know how long she was there, but I think
been there too long.
But I think I did mention something about her accent, which usually when I encounter people from other countries, I do ask them about where they're from and all
that. Yeah, of course.
So I think I remember
how
asking
long was
about
this,
that.
How long was this? Did you finish the tea?
Well, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably 15 minutes at the
most. Wow.
10, 15 minutes.
Did you sit down?
No.
Oh, you didn't sit. Okay.
No, so. it was a wooden patio, yeah. Patio on the front of the building with the kind of the rails and the step up.
Yeah.
And I'd stepped up and there was a couple tables and chairs and the iced tea was there and she was drinking tea. She had a sip, I think, just one sip, and I had a few sips of
gulping
tea.
Gulping that stuff down because it's hot out there.
No, it wasn't hot.
Oh, it wasn't hot.
No.
It's
beautiful afternoon. The wind off the ocean is like
folks,
that.
You could spend your entire life running that dial up and down, keep hitting the tuner button on your car radio.
This wasn't too long, actually, though. After I was shown around the a set, it was a live set on a street, so it wasn't like in a studio. But I was shown around the set by Cheryl Ladd.
Oh, come on!
Uh-huh.
So unbelievable.
I had quite a run going those
days.
Cheryl Ladd
showed you around the set.
Yeah, and they were doing what was that show?
Charlie's Angels.
Oh, Charlie's Angels. They were doing, I believe, Charlie's Angels. They'd set up the Chloe's, you know, the trailers for, and they had all the cameras and everything blocked off.
So Cheryl Ladd actually replaced Farrah Fawcett on Charlie's Angels, if memory serves.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and that was about 1980.
1980. Sure.
No, that was about 79. So that was about the same time. So yeah. So.
As I was saying, you could hit the tuner button on your radio dial for hours. Hours. And never hear the likes of what we find in these nuggets of time that we spend with Shawn Michaels.
But people who live in Hollywood have the same stories.
Really? You just run into people all the
time.
You
just bump into them all
over.
You
ever bump into Charles Manson?
I did cover when he was, as a news guy. He died in Bakersfield, California, while I was the news director there.
Did he just recently die?
No, that was a few years ago.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so you covered it?
Yes.
What an evil dude!
I think it was his death. Well, they brought him to the hospital. He was. That's where he was incarcerated in Kern County, California,
Bakersfield.
Yeah,
folks, I don't know what to tell you if you're just tuning in.
They never
except KMOX.com, you won't want to miss this. Shawn Michael Lyle, thank you. It's always a fascination when you enter into Studio B.
It is.
It is. When we come back, it's Braxton Payne. It's What's Trending. It's KMOX. Michael Kelly. And John Hancock.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Connect with KMOX on air, online. 1120 AM, 98.7 FM, KMOX.com.
He is the king of pain. We go to the KMOX celebrity guest line where we're joined by Braxton Payne for What's Trending. Hello, Braxton.
Good evening, gentlemen. Slow news night for you guys.
Yeah, not much trending in the world out there tonight, Braxton. You're going to have a hard time digging for topics tonight.
Yeah, definitely not.
What's trending, buddy?
So, you know, to stay away from what you guys have already talked about, so I got some nice four topics that are a little lighter.
Four topics.
One's a little heavy, but you can pick from them. So
okay.
We got Axios.
Mm.
We got Anne Hesh. Dave Matthews or Elton John.
Ooh, well, I think I'd like to start with Elton John. Does it talk about his ticket prices anywhere in this segment?
It does not. I do not want to rub salt on some John Hancock wounds there with Elton John. But he does have some breaking news today.
Oh.
That he has confirmed his publicist and Britney Spears' publicist have confirmed that they are going to do a collab on a single here coming up later this year is the plan that they're going to have.
Elton John and Britney Spears?
Yes, are going to do a song together.
Huh. Well, that's not uncommon, though, because Elton John did one with the rapper Eminem. He did one with George Michael. He did one with, he's done a bunch of collabs.
He should have done one
pop
with
stars.
Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
It could have been two Johns.
Any idea when that's going to be out, Brax?
So they're saying it's going to be out this fall, but you know how creatives can be. So I expect it sometime, you know, in 2024, to be honest, at this point. But I'm pretty excited about it. I think Britney Spears, you know, having gone through her conservatorship with her dad and, you know, finally being free from the reins there is actually going to be able to create music, make her own money. Because, you know, before anything that she made
would
just go directly to her father.
Yeah.
So now she's actually going to be able to make money. And, you know, Elton John produces hit after hit for decades and decades. And his collabs in recent years have been the big thing that he's been making money on outside of his own.
This is going to be potentially amazing. Britney Spears and Elton John together.
Yeah.
Can't wait. All right. Let's move on to the next topic, Braxton. Let's go with Dave Matthews.
Uh-oh. I know this one.
So Dave Matthews, it's a famous day in Dave Matthews history. 18 years ago today, Dave Matthews Band was, you know, driving through the lovely city of Chicago on their tour bus, and they stopped over one of the bridges. And one of the bridges, their tour bus driver decided to unload the human waste that has been building up on their bus.
What?
800 pounds of it, and it ended up landing on a passenger boat floating on the river there, the Chicago River.
People got rushed to the hospital.
Oh.
Could you imagine 800 pounds of falling on you?
That would be a horrible way to die. I mean, you think about all the ways, you know, I mean, God forbid, car accident. I mean, you know, but having Dave Matthews poop fall on you from
the problem
over the
here
bridge.
Is Dave wasn't even in the bus. It wasn't Dave Matthews.
Right.
It was and the guy pushed a button, and it's a horrible story.
Well, it doesn't make any difference whether it was Dave Matthews' poop or not. It was Dave Matthews' bus had the poop in it, and the poop from the bus fell on the people on the boat.
Well,
I wonder how often that happens.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it happens more than
poop,
we know.
Bus poop falling into a boat full of people. I mean, that's got to be fairly rare, I would think.
Well, and so Dave Matthews, like his company and band got sued by the city of Chicago.
Obviously, one would
the
think.
People that were on there and the EPA. And, you know,
hopefully nobody died. Did anybody die?
Yeah. Huh? No one died.
Oh, thank God.
So they can live to tell about the poop falling on them.
So it changed how Dave Matthews ended up touring because they ended up going, you know, more green. And I mean, this is 2004. So, you know, the you know, the carbon neutral tours and things like that. Definitely changed how he did things. And, he's always been an environmentalist.
Well, you know who used to always travel by bus everywhere? John Madden.
Who was that?
Yeah. And, can you imagine John Madden poop falling on you from over the overpass?
You see here? We got a bridge right here. We got a boat right here. And see here comes on the move. Boom! What are our other two topics?
Yeah, let's move on, shall we?
So we got one business topic in Axios, and we got a little bit of a sadder topic in Anheuser-Busch.
Let's do Axios, but refresh my memory as to what Axios is. Is that some left of center political group?
Yes.
So they're a little left of center. If you look at, John can say they're far left of center, but they're not. They are left of center, but they're a digital only group that started really come to rise in 2017 after the Trump election. And they did, exposés on the Trump administration, people that were inside the administration. That's how they got, notoriety.
That's where that, Australian guy is, right? The reporter?
Yes.
Jonathan,
exactly.
What's his name?
Yes, I know who you're talking about, and I can't think of his last name
either.
But
it's Jonathan something or other. Yeah.
But today they announced that Cox Media is actually buying them for $525 million.
Whoa.
The founders of Axios, there's three founders, they're actually going to stay on as at Axios, and they're going to kind of be a subsidiary at Cox Media. Is more what you consider more traditional media. They own the Kelly Blue Book. They own a bunch of broadband cable and things like that. And they also own the Atlanta Journal Constitution. So it's kind of viewed as like a new age, type of media going with the more traditional type. And they were valued just last year at $100 million. So they sold for obviously five times that.
Think about
Cox
that.
Media.
Now listen,
but they're staying on. They're going to put two Cox Media people on the board at Axios, but they're going to still be able to control what they do on a day to day. But they held out. They were offered $150 million last year by Cox Media and ended up holding out for one whole year. And
speaking of Cox Media, $525. Do either of you know the history of Cox Media?
Did Danny Cox start it?
Yeah, he did not.
Oh, okay.
James M. Cox borrowed money in 1898 and founded this little media company.
Okay.
James M. Cox went on to be the Democratic nominee for President of the United States in 1920.
Wow.
Running on a ticket with his vice president, Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Wow.
Losing to Warren Harding and Calvin Coolidge in the 1920 election, Cox, very prominent, and this company grew and grew, and they got into radio in the 30s, and today they're a mega conglomerate media company.
They just gave $500 million to an online website.
Right, and so all of it founded with a bank loan in 1898 by James Cox, who went on to become the governor of, I'm not sure, but he ran for president. He was the Democratic nominee for president in 1920.
So here,
he was Catholic as well, and that was an issue in the
campaign. That's interesting stuff. But here's the most interesting part of that story to me is that the three founders, who you have to imagine are the ones who've got the biggest skin in the game in terms of the return on the $500 million,
right,
are going to stay on. Let me just tell you something right now. Somebody comes in here and offers us $1 million for Hancock and Kelly. Buddy, I'm out. I ain't sticking around.
Well, I wouldn't want to leave.
One of the founders said today that, it wasn't about the money for him.
Right.
He goes, I would do this type of reporting for free.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, but that's what he said.
Well, apparently he wouldn't do it for $125 million.
So how sad is this Anne Hesh thing?
Very.
Oh.
So she got in a car accident over the weekend. She was driving. We don't know all the details, but she hit a house, and I think it was her neighborhood. Originally,
she
they said
house?
It was
they think she was drunk.
Okay.
Yes, and the car caught on fire, and they originally said that she was in stable condition on Saturday when she went to the hospital. But today it was released. She's in extremely critical condition and has not woken up from a coma since Saturday.
She's got some pulmonary issues, right?
Yes, and it looks like,
Burns.
She came, she was a soap star. She dated Ellen DeGeneres for 3 years in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Was it that long ago? Wow.
Yeah.
She was in a movie with Harrison Ford where they're, stranded on a beach together.
Yeah.
That was the first time I ever saw her.
She's been in recently. She's been in, like, you know, the CBS shows, the FBIs, the Chicago PD. She's a sergeant in those.
Oh,
she's
wow.
Reoccurring roles in all of those as well. So she's had a long career, but it doesn't look good. And by the tone of the statement from her publicist today, I don't know if she's. Hopefully she can make it out of it, but it doesn't look promising.
Yeah, a lot of the details that came out of that, she had done a podcast in the morning where somebody had given them a bottle of vodka and they were drinking on the podcast. Then later that day, she had hit a car and then hit another, almost hit a pedestrian, and then ultimately culminated in this crash. It sounds like she may have been dealing with some some serious issues.
Well, and Braxton, the woman that was,
Sorry,
the woman that was in her, she was in the house, and she was like she said less than 5 feet away from where the car crashed into the house, and she was unscathed, luckily. So that's also another scary thing.
Wow. Well, that was a lot of what's trending, Braxton Payne. You've done it again. Thank you so much for your time. We need to step aside. What are we going to do when the power goes out?
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
When I was 6 years old.
Late Night with Hancock and Kelly. That's Ed Sheeran.
That's very nice.
You like him?
I do.
You know him?
I've never met him.
He's the one that sings that, you know, the romantic song they play at weddings now all the time. We'll play it on the way out. We'll play that on the way out. So, buddy, I'm thinking about you because you showed up at my office tonight. We were going to play a little pool together. I appreciate you swallowing your pride and not talking about the fact that you stomped me two games in a row.
That's pretty good.
Thankfully, we had some breaking news, which pulled us away, so we got to go sit down and listen to CNN for a little while.
We did.
But you came in telling me that you are without power.
The power went out. What? 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
What could happen there?
Minding my own business, working at home. I work from home. So I'm actually working at 4 o'clock. I'm getting stuff done. And then, poof, power goes out.
You're in the basement?
I am in my basement office. So I don't have any
you
windows.
You and the dog can't see. You don't
I can't
know where
see.
You're going.
I have no idea. The internet's out, of course. No power.
Yeah. Well, most importantly, the air conditioner is out.
Georgianne was gone. So it was me and Gus.
Right.
So I had to close the garage door manually, and I had to unlock the back door for her so she could get in because, you know, I probably shouldn't say that on radio. But anyway.
Nobody's listening.
Yeah, it's an excellent point. So, but it got me to thinking.
My mom.
It got me to.
She's not going
to
rob you.
It got me to thinking that, you know, one of the biggest terrorist targets in this country is our power grid.
Right.
And you think of all of the cyber attacks that we've had. You think about all the malware that gets into our computer systems in various ways. And we have enemies in this world. And, you know, if the power goes out, and you never know.
Oh, we're a week away from a third world country if the power goes out.
Yeah.
And throughout the whole country.
I mean, no kidding.
Yeah.
Or even a big swath of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so when it, and I've thought about this and we've talked about it,
right.
You know, this is a, this is an area of vulnerability potentially because our grid's not in the greatest protected shape in a lot of places. And so when the power goes out, you wonder how widespread is it, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, apparently it was just my neighborhood.
Yeah.
So, but, you know.
Fire a raccoon, ate a wire.
Something happened.
Right.
And so it's a big, you know. It's a big potential vulnerability, and you're right, man. I mean, the chaos that would ensue.
We had a what was called a downburst storm that happened. Goodness, it's got to be 15 years now ago, and it was one of these freak things. Nobody saw it coming. All of a sudden, you know, like 5 o'clock at night one night, the winds just got so horrible.
Was that the ice storm?
No, it was in the middle of the summer. Same time period because it happened then during the ice storm as well.
Right.
And knocked the power out for almost like a week where you couldn't get gas from pumps. And, you know, they had folks coming from all over the country to help us get it back up in order. And but, I mean, you know, you can go a day. You can go a day or two without power.
Yeah.
But, you know, you go 3 or 4 days without power. That's grocery stores without power. That's, you know, all of our communications are run through power now. Everything in our life is affected by electricity, and you're right, we are extremely vulnerable there. How often, there was a, did you ever see any of those George Clooney, Brad Pitt movies, Ocean's 11?
Yeah, I know of them. I never watched one.
So, great movie, but they came out with a second one called Ocean's 12, and they're in Vegas, and they get a hold of some type of a, it's like an electric bomb, and yeah. What happens is
it fries the grid.
It fries everything.
Yeah.
And I've often thought, boy, if that were to happen, I mean, apparently it fries all the electronics, uh-huh, too. Uh-huh. You know, how would we recover? Because I just remember that week where people were siphoning gas from other cars to put into a car to be able to survive just for the week.
Well, and now we're in the process of converting all of our cars over to electric cars.
Electric, yeah.
And, you know, so you couldn't, in that case, if all you've got is an electric vehicle, you couldn't even, if it was fairly widespread, say in the Midwest, you couldn't even drive a car to get to where power was.
Power was, right.
And it's a scary proposition, man. I try not to spend too much time thinking about horrific things, but when the power went out today, that was my first thought. How widespread is this?
Let me ask you this. What of the three things I'm going to list?
All right.
Let's hypothetically say the power was going to be out for a couple of days. What would you miss the most? The internet, the lighting, your phone, or the most important thing I was just going to bring up, I don't know.
The refrigerator.
Air conditioner.
Yeah, right.
Or the air conditioner.
Yeah. Probably, well, at this time of year, it'd be the air conditioner.
Yeah, I just couldn't even imagine, you know, some of these folks without power for,
and you know. You can't open the window and turn a fan on.
No.
So, I guess unless you got a battery-operated fan.
Have you ever, like, something that's emerged in our lifetime, like all of our lifetime in this room, we have a young person here, too, is the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first heard about the internet, it was goofy, right? It was Bill Gates with a mouse-looking thing. Like, well, why would you ever need to sit and point and click at stuff? Now that's all you do. And, you know, now we shop on it.
Over the phone line connection, remember?
Right. But did you ever think we would be so dependent on the internet? I mean, it's literally involved in every aspect of our lives. Your refrigerator works with the internet.
It does. And I tell you who I feel sorry for is the Encyclopedia Britannica people.
Yeah, no, that's over with. It's
probably done.
Or libraries in general. Remember when you and I'd have to go research a paper? We'd go to the library?
The card catalog.
You had to go to the card with it. Then they spend a whole week teaching you the Dewey Decimal.
Yeah, well, and the whole card catalog.
And the whole card catalog, so you know how to do it.
Now, I do know how to do it.
I was talking to my nieces and nephews the other day. I said, you ever go to a library? And they're like, no, never been to one.
Ooh.
And these are grown adults.
Yeah, right.
Went to college,
right.
The whole bit.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to a library anymore.
Well, I was still typing my freshman year of college. Well, no. My first year of graduate school. No, that's not true. But my early college career, I was typing my papers on a typewriter.
Did you have the typewriter where if you messed up, you had to go and white it out and then go back and type over it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I used whiteout on the typewriter.
So I learned how to type on an electric typewriter.
Yeah.
But by the time I went to college is when word processors were kind of getting going.
Yeah.
So we had a word processor, but, you know, it was the old style.
We used to have to go to the computer lab to type our papers.
Right.
You know? And
right.
Go check out, have a computer, and you sit down and you type at the computer lab and you're doing your paper.
Now you don't even have to type. You can just sit and talk to it.
Yeah.
And it will type whatever you talk.
Pretty remarkable. Except that system is flawed.
Well,
I don't like it.
What, the talk
the whole
text?
Siri thing. I shouldn't say that. My phone's right here.
Yeah.
But the whole talking to your phone thing, because it always screws up without fail.
Yeah, but it's pretty remarkable how cool it is, or how close it is.
My wife just texted me that the power was back on, and she and Dustin were going home.
You mean Gus?
It was Gus the dog.
Did you say, well, honey, who's Dustin?
I said, tell Dustin I'll be there at 10.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to get home. At least you'll have air conditioning to watch all the news tonight. Boy, what a night. Oh. I'm telling you, John Hancock, I have a feeling this is going to be a very crazy week.
Certainly could be. And, the way the FBI works, I I sort of expect we're not going to know much about any of this for quite some time.
I renew my motion that this is going to be a very crazy week because they don't usually speak about ongoing investigations.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all anyone's going to talk about. In fact, there's one news network, it's going to be the only thing they talk about.
It'll be a whole lot of speculation.
And they're going to rile a lot of people up, and there's a lot of people on the other side who are celebrating. I think we are headed towards one crazy week.
Could very well be, and it's a Monday of a crazy week, and we've got one little segment left of this fun little shindig, and Ed Sheeran. And I can't speak this is the wedding song.
Isn't that a great tune?
It's very nice.
We'll be back after this. Listen to a little of this.
Talk a little Cardinal baseball.
Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you.
Fielders on the right side for Carpenter, who swings and hits a ground ball to Goldschmidt. Underhanding to Helsley, a Redbird winner and a sweep of the Yankees. The Cardinals have won seven straight, and they improved their record to 60 and...
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
When I was 6 years old.
Late Night with Hancock and Kelly That's Ed Sheeran.
That's very nice.
You like him?
I do.
You know him?
I've never met him.
He's the one that sings that, you know, the romantic song they play at weddings now all the time. We'll play it on the way out. I forget what I'm... yeah, we'll play that on the way out. Huh. So, buddy, I'm thinking about you because you showed up at my office tonight. We were going to play a little pool together. I appreciate you swallowing your pride and not talking about the fact that you stomped me two games in a row.
That's pretty good.
Thankfully, we had some breaking news, which pulled us away, so we got to go sit down and listen to CNN for a little while.
Uh-huh. We did.
But you came in telling me that you are without power.
The power went out. What? 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
What could happen there?
Minding my own business, working at home. I work from home, so I'm actually working at 4 o'clock. I'm getting stuff done. And then, poof, power goes out.
You're in the basement?
Yeah, I'm in my basement office, so I don't have any
you
windows
You and the dog
there.
Can't see. You don't
I can't
know where
see.
You're going.
I have no idea.
Mm-mm.
The internet's out, of course. No power.
Yeah. Well, most importantly, the air conditioner's out.
Georgianne was gone, so it was me and Gus.
Right.
So I had to close the garage door manually,
mm-hmm.
and I had to unlock the back door for her so she could get in, because, you know, I probably shouldn't say that on radio. But anyway.
Nobody's listening.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. So, but it got me to thinking.
My mom.
It got me
She's not going
to
rob you.
It got me to thinking that, you know, one of the biggest terrorist targets in this country is our power grid.
Right.
And you think of all of the cyber attacks that we've had. You think about all the malware that gets into our computer systems in various ways. And we have enemies in this world. And, you know, if the power goes out, and you never know.
Oh, we're a week away from a third world country if the power goes out.
Yeah.
And throughout the whole country.
I mean, no kidding.
Yeah.
Or even a big swath of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so when it, and I've thought about this, and we've talked about it,
right.
You know, that this is an area of vulnerability potentially, because our grid's not in the greatest protected shape in a lot of places. And so when the power goes out, you wonder how widespread is it, you know?
Uh-huh.
Well, apparently it was just my neighborhood.
Yeah.
So, but, you know.
Fire a raccoon, ate a wire.
Something happened.
Right.
And so it's a big, you know, it's a big potential vulnerability. And you're right, man. I mean, the chaos that would ensue.
We had what was called a downburst storm that happened. Goodness, it's got to be 15 years now. Ago, and it was one of these freak things. Nobody saw it coming. All of a sudden, you know, like 5 o'clock at night one night, the winds just got so horrible.
Was that the ice storm?
No, it was in the middle of the summer. Same time period, because it happened then during the ice storm as well.
Right.
And knocked the power out for almost like a week, where you couldn't get gas from pumps. And, you know, they had folks coming from all over the country to help us get it back up in order. But I mean, you know, you can go a day, or two without power.
Yeah.
You know, you go 3 or 4 days without power. That's grocery stores without power. That's all of our communications are run through power now. You know, everything in our life is affected by electricity. And you're right, we are extremely vulnerable there. I've often there was a. Did you ever see any of those George Clooney, Brad Pitt movies, Ocean's 11?
Yeah, I know of them. I never watched one.
So, great movie, but they came out with a second one called Ocean's 12, and they're in Vegas. And they get a hold of some type of it's like an electric bomb. And what happens is
it fries the grid.
It fries everything.
Yeah.
And I've often thought, boy, if that were to happen, I mean, apparently it fries all the electronics, too. You know, how would we recover? Because I just remember that week where people were siphoning gas from other cars to put into a car to be able to survive just for the week.
Well, and now we're in the process of converting all of our cars over to electric cars.
Electric, yeah.
And, you know, so you couldn't, in that case, if all you've got is an electric vehicle, you couldn't even, if it was fairly widespread, you know, say in the Midwest, you couldn't even drive a car to get to where power was.
Power was, right.
And it's a scary proposition, man. I try not to spend too much time thinking about horrific things, but when the power went out today, that was my first thought. How widespread is this?
Let me ask you this. What of the three things I'm going to list?
All right.
Let's hypothetically say the power was going to be out for a couple of days. What would you miss the most? The internet? The lighting? Your phone, or the most important thing I was just going to bring up, I don't know.
The refrigerator.
air conditioner. Air conditioner.
Yeah, right.
Or the air conditioner.
Yeah. Probably, well, at this time of year, it'd be the air conditioner.
Yeah, I just couldn't even imagine, you know, some of these folks without power for,
and you can't. You can't open the window and turn a fan on.
No.
So, and I guess unless you got a battery-operated fan.
Have you ever, like, something that's emerged in our lifetime, like all of our lifetime in this room, we have a young person here, too, is the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first heard about the internet, it was goofy, right? It was Bill Gates with a mouse-looking thing. Like, well, why would you ever need to sit and point and click at stuff? Now that's all you do. And, you know, now we shop on it.
Over the phone line connection, remember?
Right. But could you, I mean, did you ever think we would be so dependent on the internet? I mean, it's literally involved in every aspect of our lives. Your refrigerator works with the internet.
It does. And I tell you who I feel sorry for is the Encyclopedia Britannica people.
Yeah, no, that's over with. It's
probably done. Yeah.
Or libraries in general. Remember when you and I'd have to go research a paper? We had to go to the library.
The card catalog.
You had to go to the card with it. Then they spend a whole week teaching you the Dewey Decimal.
Yeah, well, and the whole card catalog.
And the whole card catalog, so you know how to do it.
Now, I do know how to do
it. I was talking to my nieces and nephews the other day. I said, you ever go to a library? And they're like, no, never been to one.
Ooh.
And these are grown adults.
Yeah, right.
Went to college,
right.
The whole bit.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to a library anymore.
Well, I was still typing my freshman year of college. Well, no. My first year of graduate school. No, that's not true. But my early college career, I was typing my papers on a typewriter.
Did you have the typewriter where if you messed up, you had to go and erase it, or white it out, and then go back and type over it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I used whiteout on the typewriter.
So I learned how to type on an electric typewriter.
Yeah.
But by the time I went to college is when word processors were kind of getting going. Yeah. So we had a word processor, but, you know, it was the old style.
We used to have to go to the computer lab to type our papers.
Right.
You know? And
right.
Go check out, have a computer, and you sit down and you type at the computer lab and you're doing your paper.
Now you don't even have to type. You can just sit and talk to it.
Yeah.
And it will type whatever you talk.
Pretty remarkable. Except that system is flawed.
Well,
I don't like it.
What, the
Siri thing. I shouldn't say that. My phone's right here.
Yeah.
But the whole talking to your phone thing, because it always screws up without fail.
Yeah, but it's pretty remarkable how cool it is, or how close it is.
My wife just texted me that the power was back on, and she and Dustin were going home.
You mean Gus?
It was Gus the dog.
Did you say, well, honey, who's Dustin?
I said, tell Dustin I'll be there at 10.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to get home. At least you'll have air conditioning to watch all the news tonight. Boy, what a night. Oh. I'm telling you, John Hancock, I have a feeling this is going to be a very crazy week.
Certainly could be. And, the way the FBI works, I sort of expect we're not going to know much about any of this for quite some time.
I renew my motion that this is going to be a very crazy week because they don't usually speak about ongoing investigations.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all anyone's going to talk about. In fact, there's one news network, it's going to be the only thing they talk about.
It'll be a whole lot of speculation.
And they're going to rile a lot of people up, and there's a lot of people on the other side who are celebrating. I think we are headed towards one crazy week.
Could very well be, and it's a Monday of a crazy week, and we've got one little segment left of this fun little shindig, and Ed Sheeran. This is the wedding song.
Isn't that a great tune?
It's very nice.
We'll be back after this. Listen to a little of this.
Talk a little Cardinal baseball.
Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling, I will be loving you.
Three infielders on the right side for Carpenter, who swings, and it's a ground ball to Goldschmidt. Underhanding to Helsley, a Redbird winner, and a sweep of the Yankees. The Cardinals have won 7 straight, and they improved their record to 60-48, and today beat the Yankees 12-9.
How great was that series?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Truly remarkable, and I don't think we got more than 5 innings out of any of our starters in that series. Think about that. Wayno went 4. I think Hudson went 4, and Montgomery went 5, and he got cramps. 5 shutout innings for Montgomery. He looked really good, but this heat and humidity, he cramped up and couldn't continue.
A Sunday game was the longest game in Major League Baseball this year.
Wow.
It was the longest game in Busch Stadium 3's history.
Yeah.
And I was with you at the beginning of the game. I was back at my house by the end of it. And let me tell you, it had a World Series-like atmosphere about it. Just the intensity, the fans, they were standing up when there'd be two outs and they were getting close. You know, they'd start to cheer.
And the Cardinals had fallen behind 4-1.
Right.
And, I mean, our track record this year when that happens has not been good. And it's the Yankees.
Yeah.
And the Yankee starter that day, this is what I find fascinating. So the whole trade deadline's coming up, and all the, if you listen to the sports call-in shows here at Sports Open Line, everybody's demanding that the Cardinals go out and get this left-hander on the Oakland A's, Frankie Montas.
Uh-huh.
He's the best available pitcher out there. Go get that guy. And who did the Yankees go get? They went and got Frankie Montas. He started for them on Sunday.
Right.
Pitched 3 innings, gave up 6 runs, walked 4. And our guy that pitched Saturday from the Yankees threw 5 shutout innings.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Pretty good job by John Mozeliak.
Totally. And that Sunday game was a slugout. I mean, you had Adam was laboring, but he stayed in it almost through 5 innings. He did as well as anyone could have expected.
Over 100 pitches in 4 innings.
Let's preview what we got coming up. We've got Colorado. We are at Colorado. Miles Michaelis tomorrow night. 7:40 game. I guess that means we'll be on the air about 6:30, Matt, with pregame and leading up to Cardinal baseball tomorrow. So you'll want to tune into that. We've got a series with Cardinals, our Colorado Rockies, then Milwaukee comes to town.
To here, right.
Yeah, and those are important games.
Those will be very important games. You know, Milwaukee's been really kind of laboring since the trade deadline. They traded their all-star closer, Josh Hader. Really a surprise move. I certainly was surprised to see that. They traded him to the Padres, and that had to be somewhat deflating, I would think, for that clubhouse. Here they are. They were in first place at the time, and they traded their closer.
Yeah. I heard an interview with Adam Wainwright the other day when, obviously, there was all this talk of Juan Soto potentially coming to St. Louis and all the players' names that were on it. He apparently told the young guys, think about that. They thought so much about you that they didn't make that trade. They're
right.
Committed to you doing this, and I feel like that team's responding. Hey, speaking of trades and Juan Soto, you made an interesting observation earlier about the San Diego Padres. They're playing right now against the San Francisco Giants. We'll keep you'll hear all the scores tomorrow. But share with me your observation, because I think it made sense.
Well, the Padres made so many big changes at the trade deadline and just before. They got Juan Soto, who's just never been a player at the age of 23 with the kind of numbers that Juan Soto has put together, that still has a number of years of club control, a couple anyway, traded at the trade deadline before in the history of baseball. So that was a seminal event to let that guy go. And he goes to the Padres, so does Josh Hader. They picked up some other players. They made substantial moves. A lot of baseball analysts think the Padres had the best trade deadline, and I wonder if maybe they've changed things up too much. You know, you bring in so change the character of that clubhouse that it may not gel together. It might. I mean, it certainly could.
They've lost 4 straight since the trade deadline.
They're not lighting the world on fire at the moment. Meanwhile, the Dodgers continue to put wins on the board, and they're expanding their lead in that just crazy National League Western Division. It's just amazing what's going on over there.
Well, they're so doggone good. They're 75-33.
And they now have, thanks to the Cardinals beating the Yankees, they now have the best record in baseball.
Yeah. And they're so good. They're on an 8-game winning streak. San Diego on a 4-game losing streak. The Cardinals on a 7-game winning streak. Going out to Colorado, a team that we ought to beat up.
Yeah.
But it's that real thin air out there in Colorado, so hopefully we can outgun them.
Yeah, that's, you know, and sometimes I think something like 30 of our next 36 games are against teams that have sub-500 records. Some crazy number. It may not be exactly right. But those teams scare me because they really got nothing to lose. All I want to do is beat you. And the Cardinals, well, we just lost 2 of 3 to Cincinnati before this latest hot run commenced. So, you know, these are games you should win. They're series you should win, but you still have to go out and win the games. You got to pitch, you got to play defense, Got to get timely hitting and win the games. But I do think this Cardinal ball club has improved itself. And when you look at Lars Nootbaar and the way he's now hitting and defending, he's become the everyday right fielder for this team right now. And Paul DeJong coming back from AAA. Who thought Paul DeJong would be putting up some of the numbers he has in the last week or so?
And how what a great story that is, because, you know, he got relegated, man. It wasn't pleasant when he got sent down. He just wasn't putting it up.
Oh,
and he could have taken it and just faded off into oblivion, but he went down there into AAA and worked his little tail off. And
he had 17 home runs down there in a little over 2 months.
Yeah, and then comes up and was a difference maker this past weekend.
Yeah, he hit the three-run homer in the eighth inning to win that game yesterday. We needed it because Helsley gave up a dinger in the top of the ninth. The Cardinals held on. They won that game 12-9. They swept the series. I never would have thought the Cardinals would sweep a series from the New York Yankees. It's never happened before.
The Field of Dreams game is on Wednesday.
Who's playing?
It's the Cubs and the Reds, I believe.
Oh, boy.
But they're going to the old school uniforms. Hopefully someday the Cardinals will be there, but I guess it won't be next year, because next year the Cardinals are going to London to play the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, that'll be something. And I wonder if the Brits, if they appreciate American baseball. You know, they play cricket over there.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know, you play it with a paddle board or whatever the heck you call it. I don't get cricket.
You don't get much that's not just America and apple pie.
I get
pie.
Snooker.
Yeah.
Did I mention that I played a little snooker over the weekend?
I'm sorry, we're about to run out of time. We didn't get to talk about the fact that you beat me 10 games to none.
No, it was 9-1.
9-1.
Well, that's Michael Kelly.
I'll
I'm Johnny.
See you Friday morning, brother.
I'll be here Friday morning. I guess the best of Glover is just around the corner. That's after the news, brought to you by the ever fascinating Sean Michael Lyle. All of that coming your way here on KMOX.
Have a good night.
Thanks, Matt.
Three infielders on the right side for Carpenter, who swings, and it's a ground ball to Goldschmidt. Underhanding to Helsley, a Redbird winner, and a sweep of the Yankees. The Cardinals have won 7 straight, and they improved their record to 60-48, and today beat the Yankees 12-9.
How great was that series?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, truly remarkable, and I don't think we got more than 5 innings out of any of our starters in that series. Think about that. Wayno went 4. I think Hudson went 4. And Montgomery went 5, and he got cramps. 5 shutout innings for Montgomery. He looked really good, but this heat and humidity, he cramped up and couldn't continue.
The Sunday game was the longest game in Major League Baseball this year.
Wow.
It was the longest game in Busch Stadium 3's history.
Yeah.
And I was with you at the beginning of the game. I was back at my house by the end of it. And let me tell you, it had a World Series-like atmosphere about it. Just the intensity, the fans, they were standing up when there'd be 2 outs, and they were getting close. You know, they'd start to cheer.
And the Cardinals had fallen behind 4-1.
Right.
And, I mean, our track record this year when that happens has not been good. And it's the Yankees.
Yeah.
And the Yankee starter that day, this is what I find fascinating. So the whole trade deadline's coming up, and all the, if you listen to the sports call-in shows here at Sports Open Line, everybody's demanding that the Cardinals go out and get this left-hander on the Oakland A's, Frankie Montas.
Uh-huh.
He's the best available pitcher out there. Go get that guy. And who did the Yankees go get? They went and got Frankie Montas. He started for them on Sunday.
Right.
Pitched 3 innings, gave up 6 runs, walked 4, and our guy that pitched Saturday from the Yankees threw 5 shutout innings.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Pretty good job by John Mozeliak.
Totally. And that Sunday game was a slugout. I mean, you had Adam was laboring, but he stayed in it almost through 5 innings. He did as well as anyone could have
Over
expected.
Over 100 pitches in 4 innings.
Let's preview what we got coming up. We've got Colorado. We are at Colorado. Miles Michaelis tomorrow night, 7:40 game. I guess that means we'll be on the air about 6:30, Matt, with pregame and leading up to Cardinal baseball tomorrow. So you'll want to tune into that. We've got a series with Cardinals, our Colorado Rockies, then Milwaukee comes to town.
To here, right.
Yeah, and those are important games.
Those will be very important games. You know, Milwaukee's been really kind of laboring since the trade deadline. They traded their all-star closer, Josh Hader. Really a surprise move. I certainly was surprised to see that. They traded him to the Padres, and that had to be somewhat deflating, I would think, for that clubhouse. Here they are. They were in first place at the time, and they traded their closer.
Yeah. I heard an interview with Adam Wainwright the other day when, obviously, there was all this talk of Juan Soto potentially coming to St. Louis and all the players' names that were on it. He apparently told the young guys, think about that. They thought so much about you that they didn't make that trade. They're
right.
committed to you doing this. And I feel like that team's responding. Hey, speaking of trades and Juan Soto, you made an interesting observation earlier about the San Diego Padres. They're playing right now against the San Francisco Giants. We'll keep, well, you'll hear all the scores tomorrow, but share with me your observation because I think it made sense.
Well, the Padres made so many big changes at the trade deadline and just before. They got Juan Soto, who's just never been a player at the age of 23 with the kind of numbers that Juan Soto has put together that still has a number of years of club control, a couple anyway, traded at the trade deadline before in the history of baseball. So that was a seminal event to let that guy go. And he goes to the Padres, so does Josh Hader. They picked up some other players. They made substantial moves. A lot of baseball analysts think the Padres had the best trade deadline, and I wonder if maybe they've changed things up too much. You know, you bring in so change the character of that clubhouse that it may not gel together. It might. I mean, it certainly could.
They've lost four straight since trade deadline.
They're not lighting the world on fire at the moment. Meanwhile, the Dodgers continue to put wins on the board, and they're expanding their lead in that just crazy National League Western Division. It's just amazing what's going on over there.
Well, they're so doggone good. They're 75-33.
And they now have, thanks to the Cardinals beating the Yankees, they now have the best record in baseball.
Yeah. And they're so good. They're on an 8-game winning streak. San Diego on a 4-game losing streak. The Cardinals on a 7-game winning streak. Going out to Colorado, a team that we ought to beat up.
Yeah.
But it's that real thin air out there in Colorado, so hopefully we can outgun them.
Yeah, that's, you know, and sometimes I think something like 30 of our next 36 games are against teams that have sub-500 records. Some crazy number. It may not be exactly right. But those teams scare me because they've really got nothing to lose. All I want to do is beat you. And the Cardinals, well, we just lost 2 of 3 to Cincinnati before this latest hot run commenced. So, you know, these are games you should win. They're series you should win, but you still have to go out and win the games. You got to pitch, you got to play defense, you got to get timely hitting and win the games. But I do think this Cardinal ball club has improved itself. And when you look at Lars Nootbaar and the way he's now hitting and defending, he's become the everyday right fielder for this team right now. And Paul DeJong coming back from AAA. Who thought Paul DeJong would be putting up some of the numbers he has in the last week or so?
And what a great story that is, because, you know, he got relegated, man. It wasn't pleasant when he got sent down. He just wasn't putting it up.
Oh, it was horrible.
And he could have taken it and just faded off into a, you know, oblivion, but he went down there into AAA and worked his little tail off. And
he had 17 home runs down there in a little over 2 months.
Yeah, and then comes up and was a difference maker this past weekend.
Yeah, he hit the 3-run homer in the 8th inning to win that game yesterday. We needed it because Helsley gave up a dinger in the top of the 9th. The Cardinals held on. They won that game 12-9. They swept the series. I never would have thought the Cardinals would sweep a series from the New York Yankees. It's never happened before.
The Field of Dreams game is on Wednesday.
It's
the Cubs and the Reds, I believe.
Oh, boy.
But they're going to the old school uniforms. Hopefully someday the Cardinals will be there, but I guess it won't be next year because next year the Cardinals are going to London to play the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, that'll be something. And I wonder if the Brits, if they appreciate American baseball. You know, they play cricket over there.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know, you play it with a paddle board or whatever the heck you call it. I don't get cricket.
You don't get much that's not just America and apple pie.
I get
pie.
Snooker.
Yeah.
Did I mention that played a little snooker over the weekend?
I'm sorry, we're about to run out of time. We didn't get to talk about the fact that you beat me 10 games to none.
No, it was 9-1.
9-1.
Well, that's Michael Kelly.
I'll
I'm Johnny.
See you Friday morning,
I guess
brother.
I'll be here Friday morning. I guess the best of Glover is just around the corner. That's after the news brought to you by the ever fascinating Sean Michael Lyle. All of that coming your way here on KMOX.
Have a good night.
Thanks, Matt.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.